Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever you actually look at this broadcast, as you can see, it says, let's pray. I woke up this morning with a desire to pray. I went on my drive this morning and God was just, you know, impressing on me to pray. So I was in the car just praying. And so today I want to come on and pray for the heart of the men. That has been something that has been kind of heavy in the past couple days with me. And so I just want to come on and I just want to pray for a little while. And I just want to pray. So let's go. Father God, we come to you asking for forgiveness for anything that we have said, done, or thought wrong. Any disobedient act that was against your will and your word, Lord, we ask to be forgiven now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come before you lifting up the hearts of the men now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that the hearts, Father God, of the men will be softened now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We counsel every diabolical plot, plan, and ploy that the enemy has been trying to harden the heart of the men, Father God, to make them callous, Father God, to other people's, to their spouses' hearts, to their spouses' perspective, to the spouse's needs, Father God. We cancel this now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that has been truly causing the men to walk away, Father God, to have a heart to walk away, a heart, Father God, to literally discredit or sever the ties, Father God, with spouses and children now in the name of Jesus, Father God. I thank you right now, Father, that you're doing surgery on the hearts of the men, Father God, that you're bringing your sons back to you, Father God, that the sons, Father God, are coming back. The sons are pursuing their father. There's the sons, Father God, are pursuing the righteous. They're pursuing the holiness now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, you said that one, Father God, that was standing in the gap, Father God, and Father God, now in the name of Jesus, oh, Father, I stand in the gap for all men. Now in the name of Jesus, so I call men, Father God, out from their cage, out from their bondage, now, Father God, these things that have caused their hearts to be hard, Father God, even their thinking, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I say renew the minds of the minds of these men, Father God, because your word says, as a man thinketh, so is he in his heart, Father God. So we thank you right now, Father God, that they're thinking on righteous things. They're thinking on holy things, Father God. Those things that, Father God, those arguments that they are rehearsing over in their heads, Father God, that they're going over and over and over and causing their hearts to be hard towards their spouse, hard towards their children, hard towards even themselves, hard towards you now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, bring the hearts back to you now. In the name of Jesus, Father God. So I thank you that the minds are being renewed, Father God. They're thinking on these things that are pleasant, these things that are good now in the name of Jesus, Father God. They're meditating on your word day and night, Father God, that what they're reading and what they're seeing and what they're hearing, Father God, is getting into their heart, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So Father God, I thank you that you're bringing forth righteous words, Father God, that men will speak righteousness, my Father God, they will speak holiness now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I counsel all trauma that have caused them, Father God, to be careless, growing up careless, Father God, having their character and their personality to be altered, Father God, because of the trauma, because of the hurt, because of the pains of the past now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, these things that have been sitting in their heart, Father God, for years, Father God, I thank you that this day, Father God, you're uprooting them, Father God, you're plucking them up and plucking them out, Father God. I thank you that this day, this day is the children's bread, Father God. You're bringing forth deliverance, Father God, that you're bringing them out of the bondage, Father God, that they're shackled their hearts, Father God, that the bondage have hardened their hearts now in the name of Jesus. That's causing, Father God, lust and perversion, causing them to be careless, causing them to be tempted, causing their ears to, Father God, to be swayed by the enemy now in the name of Jesus, Father God. I'm declaring today, Father God, their ears will be fine-tuned to your voice now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, I thank you, Father God, They're operating, Father God, in righteousness. You said the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. So, Father God, I thank you that they're hearing the steps. They're hearing, Father God, the information. They're hearing the instructions, Father God, that you are giving them, Father God. And their hearts are soft, Father God, to apply what you are asking them to do. Father, I thank you, Father God, for the correction. I thank you for the adjustments that you are making in the hearts of the men today in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I thank you that you're bringing men, Father God, from the north, the east, the south, the west. I think your men are coming out of caves, coming out of homosexuality, coming out of the lie, coming out of deception, that they're deceiving themselves to feeling like I'm okay, I'm all right, when the heart is being hardened. Now, in the name of Jesus, I break the spirit of pride that has caused their hearts to be hardened now. In the name of Jesus, that caused the lust and perversion, pornography, all these things that have been sitting in the heart and causing the heart to be hard. Now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, oh, I thank you, Father God, for the sledgehammer of your word. I thank you, Father God, that your word is breaking up foul ground. Your word, Father God, is tilling, Father God, these men's hearts now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, that these men will be woke now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, that the scales will be moved off of their eyes, Father God, that they can truly see the hope of their calling now. In the name of Jesus, failure has caused their hearts to be hard. Loneliness have caused their hearts to be hard. Temptation, lust, and perversion has caused their hearts to be hard. Now, in the name of Jesus, we break the cycles, Father God, that have caused them to keep repeating the same cycle over and over and over, leaving and coming back, leaving and coming back. I break that cycle now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I declare that these men will be steadfast and unmovable. Father God, I thank you that you're raising up a standard now. Father God, that you're raising up a standard. I speak a hedge of protection set around these men now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that they will not fall for the deception anymore. Now in the name of Jesus, thinking that the grass is greener on the other side. Father God, there's causing, Father God, the hearts to be pulled towards another way now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I thank you that you're severing the ties, the soul ties that have connected their hearts, Father God, to inappropriate relationships, inappropriate conversations, inappropriate dealings. I counsel it now, Father God, all ungodly counsel now that's been saying, go ahead and leave. If they ain't going to do it this way, leave. Now, I bind that spirit now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, shetere basata, koromo sokoromo shikere basanta. I plead the blood of Jesus from the top of the head to the soles of their feet. I declare and declare, Father God, that the enemy will no longer sift them like wheat. No longer will the enemy try to pull them out of their rightful place. I counsel the spirit that will cause them to feel less than a man. Now in the name of Jesus, that they'll feel like I can go over here and be more of a man. I counsel that now. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the home, Father God, is designed and set up, Father God, for the man to win now. In the name of Jesus, for the man to be in his rightful place now. In the name of Jesus, I bind all role reversal now. In the name of Jesus, calling the men not to have a voice now. In the name of Jesus, the muzzling, Father God, the men that have been mute, Father God, that have caused the hearts, Father God, to be callous, Father God. In the name of Jesus, because they feel like they don't have a word, they don't have a say, they don't have an opinion. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you, Father God, that these men's voices, Father God, will be heard now. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, you're bringing forth a new enlightenment on the hearts of the men now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, exposing all of the darkness, hardness, Father God. Father God, the corruption that is trying to hide in the hearts of the men. I bind the spirit of pride that is hauling, that is causing the hearts to be hard. The spirit of entitlement now in the name of Jesus. Shame in the name of Jesus. Shame to be able to admit when they're struggling, to be able to admit when their hearts are hard now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Even their actions are showing that their hearts are hard now in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of deception. Yes, Lord. They can't even see how hard their heart has gotten now because the situation has been it's been going on for so long now. I bind the cycle now. I bind the anniversary spirit, Father God, that a trauma that has happened, Father God, that they're still holding on to something that's happened to their parents. There's something that has happened. Something that has happened, Father God, as a child. They've been holding on to it now in the name of Jesus. They have been mama issues and daddy issues now in the name of Jesus, Father God, and never realized how to handle love, how to handle relationships, how to handle communication. Father God, they're callous, Father God, to people's opinion and people's feelings now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, I thank you that this day, Father God, that the enemy is being exposed now in the name of Jesus. He will no longer hide in the hearts of the men. He will no longer hide behind the trauma. No longer will he hide behind the pain. No longer will he hide behind the disappointment now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you for shining a light on them darkened areas. I thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. I thank you for heart surgery today. I thank you for heart surgery today. Thank you, Father God, for the delivering of our hearts now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, make us a whole again now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, let us operate in our authentic role, in authentic place that you have created us, Father God, in our mother's womb, Father God, that you had plans for us as men now, Father God, to live holy and to live righteous, Father God, to have dominion and rule and reign now. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father, I thank you that this day, this day, Father God, that the fire of God is burning up anything that is not like you, burning it up, burning it out. Father God, burn up every ungodly counsel, ungodly relationship. Burn it up now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let them have it. Let it be no longer attached to their souls. Father God, we serve all soul ties now. Father God, like David said, Father God, deliver my soul, Father God. Deliver my soul from the hurt. Deliver my soul from the pains. Deliver my soul from the loneliness. Deliver my soul from the depression. Deliver my soul from the suicidal thoughts. Deliver my soul now in the name of Jesus, Father God. I thank you that you desire the soul of a man now in the name of Jesus, Father God. So I thank you, Father God, for men coming forth now in the name of Jesus. Father God, you're calling them out of the caves now in the name of Jesus. They have ran into hiding now because their hearts are hard now and not knowing what to do. So, Father God, they're running into the caves. Father God, I commanded them to come out of the cave now in the name of Jesus. Father God, you're whispering in their ears. Their ears are fine-tuned to your voice now in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Father, they can see now. Father God, they're no longer walking blind now in the name of Jesus. Father God, these men can see the hope of their calling. They can see their destiny now, Father God, because you're softening up their hearts now in the name of Jesus. Deception has no place in them now in the name of Jesus, Father God. They can look at themselves in the mirror, Father God, and they can feel good about themselves in the name of Jesus. Father God, that the thing that they used to do, they don't do anymore. Father God, you're giving them the strength, Father God, to work it out. You're giving them strength, Father God, to stand strong. You're giving them the strength, Father God, to endure to the end. Father God, I thank you for the press. Oh, I thank you, Father God, this day that the men, they're walking in a press now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, yes, Lord. Yeah, yep. Bring them out. Bring them out right now. Bring them out. Come on. I command you to come on out. Come out of the cave. Come out of the darkness. Come out of the deception. Stop deceiving yourself. Come on now. Let's go. Come on. Come. Get back into the rightful place. I command you to get back into your rightful place. I command you to get back on the place that God has placed you in now in the name of Jesus. Yep. Now, all of that lust and perversion, I sever the ties to it now in the name of Jesus. Yep. The stronghold. I command the stronghold to be released. I bind the python spirit that's causing you to be restricted, that you feel like you can't really leave. You can't really do. I cancel that now in the name of Jesus, Father God. I cancel every word curse that's been spoken over these men now in the name of Jesus, that they feel like they can't go back home. They've been pulled. They have a pull towards the other one. They have a pull towards seduction. They have a pull towards lust and perversion. They have a pull towards pornography. They have a pull. I sever the tie to it now in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I speak strength, Father God, to endure. Strength, Father God, to walk away. Strength, Father God, to move forward now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I bind all witchcraft, sorcery, black magic, white magic, voodoo, hexes, vexes that have been set up to try to snare men now in the name of Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Father God, that these men are coming forth now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father, you are not a respecter of persons, because if you brought me out, you'll bring them out. So, Father God, I stand before you for hope. I stand before you with hope now that you can come out, that you can survive, that you can live, that you can thrive. I command you to come forth now in the name of Jesus. I command that the Jesus that is in you stand up in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you for the salvation of a man. I thank you, Father God, for introducing salvation to the men. Now in the name of Jesus, the ones that aren't saved, Father God, even the ones that are saved and backslid now in the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you for bringing them forth now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let them have the ability to forgive. Forgive the person that has hurt them. Forgive the person that has said something about them. Forgiving themselves, Father God, for the mistakes that they've made. Father God, feeling shame and feeling rejection and feeling abandoned. Now in the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you that these men, Father God, their hearts are being healed now from the rejection and the abandonment, even from themselves now. In the name of Jesus, the things that they have done to themselves and feeling like they're hopeless, I command the hope to come forth now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I thank you that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So, Father God, I don't think, Father God, let them not see, Father God, let them not focus on where they are. But, Father God, let them see their destiny and purpose. Let them see the plans that you have for them in their mother's wombs. Let them see, Father God, the plans that you have, that are written about them in the scroll book of life now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, let them see it, Father God. Let their eyes be able to see it. Let them have the strength and let them have the power. Let them have the authority that you have already given them through your son, Jesus Christ. So I thank you, Father God, that this day is the day that they're coming forth now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, I thank you for the second wind. I thank you, Father God, that they will no longer be weary. They will no longer be tired, Father God, because you're placing your super on their natural today. Yes, Lord. Yes, the hearts of the men. The hearts of the men. Yes, Lord. Those things that have been bogging down the heart. Those things that are causing the heart to slow down. That's causing the heart to not beat properly. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Those things that have been, the stress that they've been having, Father God, in regards to finances. Stress that they've been having in regards to their marriage. Stress that they've been having because they're living a double life. I bind a double-minded man because he's unstable in all of his ways. I speak stability to the mind. Stability, Father God, in the spirit. Oh, Father God, let stability come forth now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, let them come forth now in the name of Jesus. Let them be planted by the river, Father God, and they will be steadfast and unmovable. I declare it now in the name of Jesus. Father God, root them deep, Father God, in your word. Let root them deep, Father God, in your will. Now, in the name of Jesus, teach us, Father God, to do your will. Teach us, Father God, to do your will. Teach us, Father God, correct us, help us, mold us, Father God, put us back on the potter's wheel now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that every broken area in our life, Father God, can be fixed again now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that we can sit before you without a spot, wrinkle, or blemish now in the name of Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Father God, for bringing these men to this place now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I thank you that men are coming from the north, the east, the south, the west. Father God, I thank you that they're coming forth now. In the name of Jesus, release them now. Release them now. Release them out of the bondage that they have put themselves into. Release them, Father God, out of the bondage that word curses have been spoken over them, Father God. Let those words, Father God, no longer have power over them. Father God, we release them now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we renounce those words now in the name of Jesus. We renounce those curses that have been spoken over them, even by their parents now, that you won't be this or you won't be that and you can't do this and you can't do that. Father God, we know that they can do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can do exceedingly abundantly above all that they ask or think. So, Father God, let them walk forth in exceedingly abundantly in the name of Jesus. The exceedingly abundantly. Father God, no more lack. I bind the spirit of lack and not enough. Father God, the finances have caused them to have a hard heart because, Father God, they feel like they just can't get ahead. They feel like they just don't have enough. Father God, I thank you that it is you that give them the power to get wealth. So, Father God, let them press into you. Let them press, Father God, into the creative ideas and the creative understanding. Father God, you created them to start business, but fear has gripped them. Fear has stopped them, Father God, from stepping forth and stepping out. Now, in the name of Jesus, because failure has been something that has always plagued them. Now, I declare that today, but failure will not plague them. Failure will not plague them in the name of Jesus. Father God, I speak a spirit of success. I speak a spirit of success over them. Now, in the name of Jesus, every step that they take, Father God, will be a step into success now. In the name of Jesus, failure no longer has a grip over them. Failure no longer can grip their hearts now and cause them to have panic attacks that'll cause them to have worries and fears now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, you're setting these men free now. In the name of Jesus, your word says, whom the Son sets free, it's free indeed. So, Father God, I declare freedom and liberty over the men and the hearts of the men now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I thank you. I thank you, Father God, for severing the ties, severing Everything, every demonic cycle, every demonic plot plan employed, every demonic enemy that has been trying to break the hearts of the men. Oh, Father, I thank you right now. I can see the hearts of the men. I can see your hands having the hearts of the men now. In the name of Jesus, you are safe now. You are safe now. No longer do you have to fear. No longer do you have to be afraid, because he has your heart in his hand. He's the greatest physician of them all. He created your heart. He created you. He understands what your heart is supposed to do and how your heart is supposed to work. And the enemy has been trying to steal the hearts of the men. He's been trying to steal the hearts of the men, and God is calling for, he's calling for the hearts of the men to be turned back to him. And so, Father, I thank you that today is the turnaround, Father God, that men are turning around, Father God. They're running back to the altar. Father God, I thank you for the altar call, that you're calling men to come back to the altar now. In the name of Jesus, I can see men of all colors. I can see men of all languages, speaking different languages, coming back to the altar, and they're just praying and they're wailing and they're being set free. So, Father God, I thank you for the altar call. I thank you that you're bringing men back to their knees. You're bringing men back to their face now. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, I thank you right now for showing yourself mighty to them. In the name of Jesus, Father God, that this thing is coming forth, Father God, that the power of the men that are wailing, the power of the men that are crying out, the power of the men that are travailing, the power of the men that are sitting at the altar and sitting before you, Father God. Oh, I thank you, Father God, that you're giving them a Holy Ghost hug. I thank you, Father God, that you're bringing forth the fatherless, and you're bringing them into a place where fathers can be able to love on them now. In the name of Jesus, teaching them how, Father God, to live righteous and to live holy now. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father, I thank you that you're calling the men to the altar now. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you that this day, Father, this day, this opportunity, Father God, to stand in the gap for the men, Father God, I just thank you right now, Father God, for the heart to continue to pray, the heart, Father God, for men to come forth, Father God, even men that love to pray, Father God, let them stand in the gap and pray for other men, Father God, pray that the men, Father God, are in their rightful places, pray that the men, Father God, are the heads and not the tails, pray, Father God, that men, Father God, will no longer run. I bind the running man spirit, I bind the spirit of the vagabond, Father God, jumping from one place to another place. I cancel that now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that cause the heart to, Father God, to not be settled, that cause the heart, Father God, to not be planted where you have designed for it to be planted now. In the name of Jesus, it's torn between two places now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I declare that, Father God, the hearts of the men are planted in the right place, and they're planted, Father God, in a righteous place now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, you're purifying the hearts, Father God. Today is the day, Father God, that you're searching the hearts of the men now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, and pull out anything that is not like you, anything that does not line up with your will and your way, that anything that does not line up with the plans that you have for them, Father God, let it be removed as far as the east is from the west. Let it sever the ties to it, Father God. Cut it off now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that these men's heart can be pure, that these men's heart, Father God, can be righteous and holy now in the name of Jesus. And all forms of corruption, Father God, is being removed now in the name of Jesus. All forms of temptation is being removed now in the name of Jesus, Father God. I break generational curses of hard-heartedness. I break generational curses of anger. Been angry for a long time. I cancel the spirit of anger now in the name of Jesus, Father God. I bind the fault-finding spirit because you're living a different life, and you're living a life that is unholy and unrighteous. And when someone exposes it, you get angry, you get violent, you get into a place where you can't control yourself. I bind the spirit of being not having self-control now in the name of Jesus, Father God. I come against all forms of abuse, Father God, verbal abuse, mental abuse, physical abuse now in the name of Jesus, Father God. I'm declaring, Father God, that the men are coming forth now in the name of Jesus, Father God, to get before the altar, to sever the ties with this stuff now in the name of Jesus, Father God. I thank you right now. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I can see the altar. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Bring them to the altar. Yes, they're coming to the altar. Yes, when men pray, when men pray, when men travail, when men groan. Yes, Father God, let the, even when they don't even have the words to pray, Father God, let the, hear the groans of the man now in the name of Jesus. Father God, let the sound, let the groans come forth, Father God, and let heaven respond to the groans now in the name of Jesus. I declare that angels are descending and ascending, Father God, into the where the sounds of the men are coming forth now in the name of Jesus. Every angel that is assigned to these men, Father God, are hearkening to the groan, are hearkening to the prayers, that are hearkening, Father God, to the cries now in the name of Jesus. Father God, give these men the ability to cry again, Father God, to love again, to forgive again now in the name of Jesus. Father God, oh, thank you right now. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. They can love again, Father God. I counsel the spirit of inability to love and the inability to forgive now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, I thank you, Father God, that these men will forgive, and they will forgive and forget now in the name of Jesus. They will not hold grudges. Father God, love covers the multitudes of sin. So, Father God, release another level of love in them. Let them have the ability to love, Father God. Let their heart, Father God, be introduced, Father God, to the love of the Father now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, that they will have the ability to love again. They will know how to love their children. They will know how to love their spouse. They will know how to forgive, and they'll know how to forget now. In the name of Jesus, those things that have hurt them, their parents, their brothers, their siblings, their cousins, their family members, Father God, they will no longer hold grudges now. In the name of Jesus, Father. Father, I thank you that their words no longer bound them. Bind them, Father God, to ungodly counsel, ungodly words, ungodly feelings now in the name of Jesus. Father, we break the cycles, Father God, that have been coming from generation to generation of anger, of hard-hearted, of not having the ability to love, not having the ability to show love. Father God, we counsel them now in the name of Jesus. And we say that these are people, these men are set free now. They're set free, Father God. They're set free. They're set free, Father God. All generational curses of anger now that has caused the hearts, Father God, of the fathers and the sons, Father God, for generations, Father God. Men have just been angry. Angry at their spouses. Father God, the children being raised up, seeing a hard-hearted men. Not receiving the love, not receiving the care, not receiving the support, Father God. And then they grow up with that same spirit. So, Father, we break the cycle now in the name of Jesus. Every generational curse that have been passed down to cause anger, that have caused men to have a hard heart now, in the name of Jesus, that men don't cry. You don't tell your business. I bind the spirit of pride. I bind the spirit of hard-hearted. Now, in the name of Jesus. Releasing a new level of love, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I'm declaring that these men will love again. These men will love. They will go back to the original love, Father God, that you have placed in their heart, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that the hardness of circumstances are now being removed, Father God, that you can see the purity of the heart. They will be able to feel the purity of the heart, Father God. They will feel a love that they never felt before, Father God, because they grew up, Father God, in an unloving place, in an unloving family, in an unloving situation now, in the name of Jesus. And they don't know how to handle when someone loves them the way God wants them to be loved. Allow them to open their eyes to be able to see it. Allow them, Father God, to truly feel it, Father God. Let them decrease as you increase, Father God. Let the love of God and let the compassion and the gentleness of who you are, Father God, be presented to them now in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you right now, Father, for being able to stand in the gap. I thank you, Father God, that no backlash retaliation will come to the men and will come to this prayer, Father God. And I thank you right now, Father God, that this prayer, Father God, touches the hearts of the men. I thank you, Father, for the ability. I thank you, Father God, for delivering me. I thank you, Father God, for the prayers that have been prayed over me. I thank you, Father God, that you have given me an assignment, Father God, to pray for the hearts of the men, to pray for me. And now, in the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you right now that you're bringing forth a new assignment in me, Father God, a new passion and a new desire, Father God, to see men set free, to see men back in their rightful place, to see men at the altar now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, with their arms up, Father God, in a surrendering place now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you that they're surrendering their all. They're surrendering everything, Father God, that they're giving themselves over to you as a living sacrifice now, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you and I praise you, Father God, for this prayer. I thank you, Father God, for each and every man, Father God, that hears this prayer, Father God. Let it take on the characteristics of a projectile and hit the bullseye. Father God, I thank you for deliverance happening, Father God. I thank you that men will be set free. I thank you, Father God, that things that have been said, that Father God, that I pray that chains are being broken off, Father God. Bondages, Father God, the bondage has been released, Father God. Shackles are falling off, Father God. The prison cells, Father God, the doors are being opened now. Father God, they're being set free. They're being set free. Their hearts are being set free. They can literally breathe again. Their heart is beating at the right pace now. In the name of Jesus, anxiety, worry, fear, it's gone. It's gone. I command you to go in the name of Jesus. And Father, fill the hearts of these men with love. Fill the hearts of these men with your word. Father God, let your word, Father God, fill their hearts now in the name of Jesus. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. So Father God, let them speak on the love of God. Let them speak on the hearts of changing. Let them speak, Father God, on your righteousness and holiness and how wonderful and awesome that you are and how gracious that you are, how your mercy and your grace and your mercy endures forever. Father God, let them feel it. Let them speak about it. Let them have testimonies about it. Now, in the name of Jesus, I call this thing so. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank y'all for joining me. Listen, this has been a blessing to me. I feel really good being able to stand in the gap and to be a watchman and watching out for the men. Someone had to do it for me. And I pray that the assignment that he's given to me to be able to pray for men. Listen, I'm looking for men to be coming to the altars now in the name of Jesus. I really and truly believe it. I really and truly believe it. I'm not just praying to be praying. I'm praying because I truly believe that men, God is calling men back to the altar because the hearts of the men are being truly turned back to him. That righteousness and holiness, the hearts of the men will the hard-hearted is being broken up now. It's being broken up. The sludge hammer of the word is really and truly breaking off the trauma, breaking off the hurt, breaking off the pain, that these men can literally breathe. You know, this stuff has been causing them to be in depression. It's causing them to their heart to not beat properly now, to be in fatigue and weariness. And these things have caused them to feel less than. I know that was me. That was me. This prayer that I was praying, these are the things that I had to walk through. So I'm really and truly, you know, working with my heart as well. Because those things will always want to try to come back. And I thank God for giving me the unction to pray for men. And what he wanted me to pray, because my heart was hard at one point in time because of all of that stuff. And we never really think about it. That's why God is calling men back to the altar so we can lay that stuff down, because it's a heavy burden. It's a heavy burden. It wears you down. It fatigues you. It gets you weary. It gets you tired. It causes you not to make good decisions. It causes you to be selfish, you know, because you just want to do for yourself and you forget about others. So I thank you. I thank you, Father, for allowing me to stand in the gap. Listen, I pray that this thing bless you, stretches you, encourages you to get set free and to find yourself, find your way back to the altar. Sever the ties with all this ungodly stuff and find your way back to the altar. Amen. Hey, y'all have a wonderful and awesome day. Remember to share this with someone. Now, if you don't, don't do it if the Holy Spirit ain't tell you to do it. Ask Holy Spirit what you should do with this message. Just don't be sending this stuff to somebody and then they be offended and then you don't. It hurts. Understand? So ask Holy Spirit what you should do. Amen. Hey, y'all have a wonderful day and a blessed day. Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine position as heads of the family, God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.